have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Christmas all over the world. We've come with a simple reminder. Don't forget Jesus, the Savior of the world. Don't forget, He is the reason for it all. Let's sing it, friends.
He's a reason for the season. Well, 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 welcome, welcome, welcome to the Just For You podcast with Kathy McKellen. Why, right. Listen, I'm so grateful that you would take time out of your schedules to join us on today. I got a little sidetracked there. I was praising him while we were listening. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, if this is your first time listening in to the Just For You podcast, we welcome you. Feel free to grab your Bible, lift your hands, worship with us, praise with us as we go through this podcast to give God all of the glory. We greet you. We want to say a shout out to our very own CEO and producer and founder, Kimmy Robertson. We love you. We love you. We love you. To all of you, the listening audience, we could not do what we do every week without you listening in and participating and being with us on today. Thank you so much for all of your inputs, your calls, your all of the inboxes. We thank you for just being a part of the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. And at Elation Radio, we say we love you and appreciate you. I want to honor our husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening in and praying and supporting us as well. Listen, before we begin, we always begin in prayer, but can I be honest with you on today? I have a praise down in my soul. Why? Because God has blessed us to be here again another week. Don't you take for granted you woke up this morning. He started you on your way. It was his grace and his mercy that has kept you and is keeping you and is helping you each and every day. So I'm super excited on today because I believe God has a great word, and not only that, we have a great guest in with us on today. So would you bow your heads with me and pray with me? God bless you on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to serve you. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy. We ask that you come into this podcast, let it be what you want it to be, and that you be glorified and lifted up. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us of our sins as we forgive others that we may be forgiven. Father, would you look upon those with heavy hearts on today? Would you look upon those seeking you to provide? Lord, would you look on all of us, because we need you for something one way or another. You are God, and you are gracious, Abba Father, to complete those things that we need. So we thank you for your promises in our lives, over our lives, being fulfilled. We ask that you move by your Spirit and that you be glorified and lifted high, and that you be honored in this podcast. Have your divine will and way show up and show out. We thank you for our special guest, Ann Perry. Bless her ministry, bless her life. Lord, you know all about what we all may need, but we thank you for the gifts that you've given that may be able to touch and reach mankind. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for praying with us on today. We are going to jump right in the word, and today's topic is abide with me. As you know, we give our exhortation. We want to be spiritually fed as well as understand what God's will is for each and every one of us. And on today, how amazing it is that God does what he does. When he spoke this word, abide with me, abide with me how wonderful the timing was that a day before, one of the great generals in the gospel had gone on to glory, and that is our brother in the Lord, Marcus Lamb. But listen, God wants us to be reminded, even in sorrow, to abide with him. And that is who he's talking about, him. Abide with me. So would you grab your Bibles? We're going to go through this quickly. And we're going to be in John, the 14th chapter. That's John, the 14th chapter. And it reads as such. This is the King James Version. Don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. Listen, let me say this to you. God is up to something amazing. He doesn't want us to be worried or confounded by things. He wants us to trust in his divine will. He wants us to believe no matter what's going on around us, it will be what he said. Let me go back to the first verse of King James. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and that way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and ye hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot see or cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Let's stop there for a moment. Let's talk about what's really being said. What's really being said is that the Lord is letting us know that he came that we would have a dwelling place called eternity. In this dwelling place, he walked with the disciples. He taught them. He sat with them. He spent time with them. Do you recognize the time that he spent not only was valuable, but it was to be treasured? Have you ever spent time with somebody, gave them your time, your love, your finances, and all that you could give, and it seemed just like they didn't even know who you were? Do you not know Jesus went through that same thing? He had to say this to Philip. Have you not been with me? Come on. Did you follow me? Did you understand what I was trying to give you? That's what he's saying to us. I am the Lord thy God. Abide with me. I know death is in the land. I know sickness is going on. I know there are times when you don't know which way to go. But if you will, abide with me. When you abide with me, I keep all my promises. I make a way out of no way. I'll show you which way to go. I'll talk to you. I'll give you strength when you have no strength. I'll make sure the tears you cry are bottled up. I will make sure that your needs are met. He is a faithful God. And what is it that would allow us to feel as if Philip felt like he does not exist? I know, maybe because things have happened that have broken our heart. Maybe something has appeared or out of nowhere and we didn't know which way to turn. But in all of that, God says for us to abide with him, to be able to remember he keeps all of his promises. He also went further by telling us this. He wanted us to be assured. We pray in Jesus' name on his mission, in his ministry, the way he set it up, that he would do what was asked. Now, let's use wisdom here, because he repeatedly say, if you ask in my name, I will do it. But you do know that's according to his will and words. He's not going to give you something that would destroy you or hurt you on the simple fact that you take that scripture and say, well, he said, if I ask in his name, I will do it. We want to reverence and understand that his will precedes our will. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. His ways are not like our ways. And so if this moment when chaos is around us, he is still the peacemaker. He is still the peace that we all need. He is everything that we can ever ask for. Why? Because the word doesn't change, and neither does he. Have you ever had people change on you? Have you ever had a situation go south that you thought was going in your direction? Have you ever looked and said, wow, what is going on? And he keeps reminding you he is God. He knows exactly what's going on. He knows it may hurt. Remember Jesus? Remember before he got ready to be crucified? All he came to do was love mankind. That's all. He came to save and to heal and to deliver. And yet they said, crucify him. Have you ever been crucified? Has anybody ever pierced you in your side, spit on you, trampled on you, treated you as nothing, told you and stripped you of your royalty, and then turned around and said they loved you? That sounds about like what they did to Jesus. But I'm here to remind you that this word is so valuable and true, especially in this hour. The holidays are approaching. Everybody don't feel happy because the tree is up. Everybody isn't rejoicing because it's a gift under the tree. Some people have faced some hardship. Some have some devastating blows. But I'm here to remind you to abide with him, to remember that his word is true, and he will never make a promise that can't be kept. I know it hurts. I know sometimes we go through things and it seems like there's no way out, but yet God keeps saying, abide with me. Don't lean to your own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding, my own understanding, the understanding that would throw us off, the understanding that would put us in a different precept of mind that we couldn't understand how real he really is. So let's backtrack. You have the disciples that you walk with, you talk with, you fed them, provided for them, and they are there with you. I often say this, and I say this about children, but having worked with youth over 30 years, listen, to have young people amongst you, one of the things we teach is to be critical thinkers, to pay attention. You never know when the person is leading you that you may have to become the leader. So if you are in a place, a position that you are only thinking of the now, you probably want to think again. Follow the example of Jesus. He had 12 disciples. He gave them all the same task. He showed them the same miracles. He did everything he did to get them to understand the essence of who he is. And yet, some still didn't know. That's all right, because it's called profit. Maybe right then at the moment they didn't quite get it. But because of his grace, because of his love, because of his mercy, time, love, he gave them time because he knew he was going away. Can I ask you, who's in your life that's paying attention to you, that God forbid the things would shift and you couldn't do what you do right now? Who is that person that can take the helm and go forth and honor the Lord and honor your work and honor you in every capacity they could? Who is that individual or individuals in your life? Is it your family? Is it your coworkers? Is it your community? Who is it that is paying attention that they would understand you abide with him, that they could abide with him also? Isn't that what we're really living for? Isn't that the true essence of serving him and allowing him to be God in our lives, to be able to give us what we can't give ourselves, to be able to share with someone in this season who's broken, who doesn't know which way to go and is not saved? Maybe they don't even know the Lord. What is it that we can give to them because we have abided with him? Can we drop down to the 27th verse? Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. In this time, whatever you're going through, don't let it be afraid. 28, you have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before, it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe. See, he was warning them and getting them ready. Have you ever warned somebody and got them ready about something in life and they just wasn't paying attention? And you kept saying, well, listen, I think about this time. Anybody been on a job, maybe the business is getting ready to close down? Something in your Holy Ghost spirit said, you know, I think I better start looking for another job. I think I better start doing this. You know, this manager is acting kind of strange. This person is doing something a little different. And then the Holy Spirit assures you that he's got you. And then in the midst of that thing, because he said, he's telling them before it comes to pass. Are we paying attention around us and what's going on? That things are happening and he's telling us on today, abide with me. Let my peace that I left with you rule your hearts and minds. Don't be moved by what you see. Don't be moved by what you hear. Uplift the body. Uplift your family. Uplift those that don't know me. Give them the strength to stand and hold on. Hereafter, verse 30, I will not talk much with you. For the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me. 31, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. This is the best part. Arise and let us go hence. Arise and let us go hence. In other words, after you've done all you can do, and after you've heard all you can hear, what is left to do but to model that which was presented before you? If you are a leader today and on this line, I need you to get that in your spirit, that that which you are, the essence of your being, that which you give out, those things that God has charged you to, those things, you want somebody to pick it up without. Now, this is what I love about Jesus. He told them because he wanted to constantly get them ready for what was coming. Are we preparing people for what is coming? Is the church preparing people for what is coming? Are we standing and believing and trusting a God that is going to carry us through in the midst of all that's going on? Are we believing him? Like Jesus gave the example and said, how long y'all been walking with me and didn't pay attention? A good grandma would say, sit on down then. Go on and sit on down somewhere, because they weren't paying attention. But because God is who he is, the love that he has for each and every one of us in every situation in our life, he gives us the opportunity to abide with him. To abide with him. Isn't that good news? Take it to heart. The next trial you go through, the thing you may be facing right now, the place you may be in, whatever it is, when we abide with him, our whole life changes. Sometimes you can't get away from where you are, and you have to learn to have your peace. Will you abide with him on today? If you haven't read in a while, would you pick up that Bible and begin reading again? Abide with me. Perhaps you don't know him, and you're hearing all these things about this great Jesus. Abide with him. You can't get yourself ready. He's the only one that can fix it for us. So he's just reminding us with his gentle love to continue to abide with him. No matter what's going on, no matter where we're going, no matter what we're doing, that as a believer, the essence of who we are should resonate in the atmosphere that he can be glorified. So we can live so that those around us, those we're charged to, can understand he is God. Isn't that powerful news? He will never leave you or forsake you. I pray that the Lord, my God, I pray that he will bless the readers and hearers and doers of his word. The word of God is so important because it gives us something to hold on to. It gives us life spiritually that we can run on a little further physically. It gives us a mindset of hope in such a devastating world. And that joy should bring somebody else to the cross. If we're living this thing the way he lived it, because we're going to go through our trials, we're going to go through our tribulations, but he keeps reminding us to abide with him. And as we abide with him, our strength will return. As we abide with him, our life will change. As we abide with him, even the worst things going on, he will give us a word in due season that we can run a little further. I want to say to you listening, don't you dare give up. No matter what this season looks like, no matter what's going on, hold up those that are broken, are going through. Hold them up. Pray for them. Don't just say, ooh, that was something. You know, so-and-so died. Blah, but you ain't said one prayer out your mouth. How dare you as a believer? We've got to change some things because that will change the world. Prayer changes things. Don't just let it be a common thing when people die and leave the earth and those that are remaining, their families, their loved ones, their church homes, everything. We as believers should be praying. We should be abiding with him. Sickness in the family, abide with him. Pray until we see something happen. Pray until we see something happen. Yeah, I promise you if we do it, it'll change a lot of things. It's an assurance from him. But it's even a greater assurance in the earth when we have sisters and brothers that will call out our name even when we don't know they're praying for us. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing to you, that it will strengthen you, it will help you in these times, that you can run on a little longer, that you can stand fast and know that he is God as you abide with him. That word abide is so precious. It literally is so intimate, the closeness. I don't know about you, but when a newborn baby is born, the first thing we want to do is hold them and bring them to our chest. We want to protect them. We want them to be covered. We want them to feel our heartbeat and feel our love. Do you not know when you abide with the Lord, he does the same thing. He'll bring you close to feel his heartbeat. Abide with me, he says. So I thank you for studying with me today. I thank you for hearing what thus said the Lord. Continue to pray for us as we are praying, and I sincerely mean praying, because the world is going through a lot. The believers have strength, and we should be praying that those that are hurting can feel our prayers. So let it not be a cliche when someone says someone passes or someone's going through. Let's stop this too. Let's not tell folk, I'll pray for you. Praying. You see that on Facebook a million and one times, praying. But do we stop then, or do we take time to make sure we pray? Please do. It can make a difference between life and death if we do it. It can strengthen. It can help. It can heal. So I pray as we get prepared for this holiday season, you remember that we lift up those, and not to say that you're not, but let it be a constant reminder, especially in these times, because sometimes people are not saying anything. We're praying for a family now. I just heard of a husband that came home and his wife took her life, and he doesn't even know why. That's a heartbreaking thing. But I do want you to know God is still able, and he's able to do anything but fail. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And you have the strength to help somebody else. So I thank you again for listening in. I am so excited that you tuned in on today. I want you to be encouraged, empowered, and lifted up, because great is his faithfulness to all of us. Well, let's switch gears. It's time for our interview. I'm super excited on today. I have a woman of God who is a two-time author. She's a CEO and president of Blessed Beyond Bars Ministry. And also, she is a recipient of the NAACP Humanitarian Award. I'm talking about none other than my sister in the Lord, Ann Perry. I'd like to introduce her to you. Would you give her a warm welcome? God bless you on today, Ann. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I am doing well. So glad you are here with us on today. I am so excited about the work that you do. For those who don't know you and may have just heard of your name or may be familiar with your work, would you please share with those that don't know you who you are and about your ministry? And we're going to dig right on in from there.
Okay. First and foremost, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm so excited, so excited. Hoping and praying that I'll be a blessing some kind of way to those listeners. Mm-hmm. Again, my name is Ann Perry, and I do have a prison ministry. Not a lot of folks have heard about us. We don't yet have office space, and so we're looking for our space at this time. But over the years, we've been providing services for offenders, felons, inmates, their families to do prison visits. We know that the Lord has called for restoration in those relationships, and so we partner with other agencies to provide services to and from prisons so that they can continue to connect, reach out, and heal those relationships. Now we're turning our attention to some more things that God has given us in terms of being a blessing to that population themselves. And so I am so excited to announce starting in January, we will be providing in-person and online anger management classes. So we definitely have that to look forward to. The whole purpose of the ministry is to decrease the crime rate. And so, of course, locally here in St. Louis, the news is just hard to watch because of all the crime and the violence. And so we know that when we think about crime and we think about violence, we know that it's a spiritual problem, not necessarily a police problem or a DEA problem or a SWAT problem, but a spiritual problem. And so the only way we're going to get untangled with what we're seeing on the 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock news is going to be through the Word of God. And so these courses and classes that we're going to be offering is going to be word-based. We're going to get some scriptures going, and some folks going to get delivered and made whole from shooting folks, killing folks, carjacking folks, the whole nine. And so that's what the ministry is all about. We do want to get to a place where we're going to be offering courses and classes nationwide, worldwide, but we will be starting here in St. Louis, again, in-person and online classes.
Excellent. I want to say, first of all, I commend you for taking the charge. Can you tell us how and what made you birth this for others to be blessed by?
Well, it's really funny that you ask. I've been a victim of some very serious crimes over, you know, my adulthood. So I never imagined. You know, it had to be the Holy Spirit, right, leading and guiding me. I never imagined that I would be helping this particular population. But I have spent the last 25, 30 years working right here in St. Louis with probation and parole, local halfway houses, day report, different things like that, helping high-risk offenders. And I want to tell you, I was working for a local social service agency right here in St. Louis, and I heard a rumor that they were going to transfer me from this one department to the department with the offenders and felons in it. I wasn't saved just then, right? When I found that out, within a couple of weeks, I had found me another job and had moved on because I just thought there's no way, no way. And what happened, I had a dream because God deals with me a lot in dreams. And in the dream, he showed me that I was going to return to this agency that I had left 2 years prior. They actually called me. I didn't even know the new people. They called me. I returned. And when I returned within a year, I heard another rumor that I was going to work with the offenders. And I was saved then. And I thought, please sign me up. It is my great pleasure to go and work with them. And that was in probably the year 2000-ish. So I've been working in that field ever since. Can you imagine? So I love them so much with the love of God. And I've had an opportunity through my local church to go and do prison ministry and preach the gospel behind bars for a number of years. And so that's how it all kind of unfolded.
Wow. Now, let's give this disclaimer before the Lord and the people listening in. In today's message and exhortation, I had not spoken with you before then. I did not even know that you went from one job when I just said today that he will give you a word that something could be going on. So I want to make it perfectly clear to the listening audience. That is the Holy Spirit, because that's how he moves. I had no conversation. You can be, I have had no conversation with you other than inviting you onto the podcast. And I love when God works like that.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. I just want to also ask you, so we know. You said something very, very key, and I believe it has a lot to do with even today's exhortation with us understanding how to pay attention. So you're telling me you now work with offenders, high-risk offenders, the ones that everybody say they need to stay in jail, never come out, never get another chance. How do you continue to bring hope to prisoners and those that are going through when the world has thrown them away because of the services you offer that they can now have hope? How do you deal with that when you hear the world around you saying they don't deserve another chance?
Listen, it's heartbreaking to hear that when your heart has been changed and lifted by the Lord himself. One of my favorite scriptures is pertaining to this, you know, this population of people who really need our help. My favorite scripture is, if you've done it unto the least of them, you have done it unto me. I think about that all the time, because here's the deal. people who want to keep them locked up may not necessarily, they themselves may be victims of crime or have family members who, you know, have experienced crimes. I get that. I understand. I'm with you. But one of the things that we miss out on is if we don't help when they come out, when they get home, then that means 2.5 weeks later, that same person that nobody wanted to touch, that the family members turned their backs on, that the, you know, the world doesn't have any love for them or won't give them a job, it only causes more heartache because now this person who is out, so glad to be out, has no job, has nothing, and we wonder why they turn to armed robbery or, you know, these other crimes that we're seeing. It's all of our problem, if you will, because while one person may be living in an upscale neighborhood and think it's not their problem, somebody in your family or a close friend of yours could be the victim of an armed robbery or a carjacking. Mm-hmm. So the problem belongs to all of us. But there's only one way to get rid of that problem, because I really believe that there are certain cities and states that spirit of murder is lingering like never before. And I remember a few years back, I was just doing some research. I didn't do St. Louis just yet. I was just focusing on Chicago. And one of the things that I learned through my research was, if you go back and do research, you'll find that a lot of the mob organizational crimes, gun selling, drug slanging, all of that was in the early 1900s. And so that stuff, I mean, it's just lines upon lines upon lines of crimes that started in Chicago and has escalated. And so if I do research on St. Louis, it's probably going to be some of the same stuff, a number of gang members in, I don't know, 1942. Or, you know, if you go back, it's certain things that you will find that have really helped me understand what is really going on here with the spirit of hate and the spirit of violence and the spirit of murder. And so if we're not praying and lifting up some folks, if we're not fasting, then there will be no change. St. Louis Police Department, I ain't mad at nobody. They can buy as many body cams as they want and bulletproof vests and guns. And they're doing all that they know to do, but us, the believers, we know the answers. The real answers are coming from these 66 books in this Bible. So that's where we really need to be to get through.
You have said a mouthful, and it is primarily what we grew up with. See, in our blocks when we came up, you can go from one corner to the other without somebody seeing you, first of all. They were paying attention. And when you showed your little self on the block, you can go to Sister So-and-So house because they're going to call your mama and tell you. And they're not going to go along with the wrong that they saw you do. And you certainly weren't going to divide the household by doing it. A lot of our issues and problems in our community come from us and the lack of collaboration of community support as well as what is going on in the home. You said a mouthful with the love. The reason I asked you that question is even being in the church, we find that people are heartless. They don't believe people have another opportunity. But if it were not for grace, there go you and I. So therefore, I honor the work that you do because it is the work of Christ. He, in fact, when he died and was crucified, was in between two thieves. If we don't get a revelation, why wasn't it the person with the house on the hill, like you said, or those that were great standing? You know, everybody want a position that looks good except that position, which means you have to die. And dying is in your flesh as well as in the things that are around you to be able to live. Listen, you have taught us and told us that these things are necessary. Now let's switch to the anger management. You said that in January you guys are going to be able to offer anger management. Why is anger management important in our communities and in our everyday lives?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, so here it is, real short and sweet. When you look at the first murder in the Bible, Cain killing Abel, I think it's either verse 5 or 8, somewhere in there. It talks about Cain being wrought, which means another word for anger, right? And so we know that when people are angry, they pop off and come out and lash out. And so this class, first of all, I don't know, four or five years ago, I went and took some anger management courses, got my certification. So I just want to put that out there. But here's the deal. If, you know, through prayer, laying hands, wherever we need to go with this, we know that if we can remove the anger and teach those violent criminals how to deal with hating my brother, my sister, whoever, and teach them how to identify, I'm getting ready to get mad. So this class is going to teach them, don't jump from 0 to 10. Let's go from 0 to 1 and walk this thing out so that your mind that's going to shift and kill somebody or hurt somebody, we're not even going to get up to level 7 and 8 and 9 and 10. So we're going to learn. So they'll have breathing techniques. We're going to have open group. It's going to be broke all the way down now. It's a six-week class, 2 hours a week for 6 weeks. But we have other courses and classes also. But the first one we're launching is anger management for a purpose, so that folks can put these guns down and stop killing people out of anger over some foolishness. So that's what we're doing, anger management first.
And I tell you this, I see the purpose and the foundation and all of it for the kingdom. Right? We think our work in the church stops at the pulpit, but serving mankind comes into our communities. And I want to say this to you, and those that know me know I believe this, so I'm rocking with a sister. Listen, in my neighborhood, and when I see young people particularly, the brother that everybody talking about, because he tatted from one side to the other, but he got an attitude problem. Every now and then, we need to just walk up and just say, and I'm not saying everybody can do this, because you understand, you have to have a passion and a heart, sincere heart, to mean that you love somebody with the love of Christ without being offensive and all of those things. So I say this, when I see my babies, I call them my babies. And, you know, I'll watch them, and I'll say, hey, you know, I don't want to see them underwear. You heard me? You got to talk to them.
Yeah.
They be like, there she go. I'm like, that's what's up. And then I tell the young people all the time, I'm trying to be cool like you. But what I'm doing is getting in their world. Now, guess what? True story. Just over Thanksgiving, one of my babies was calling, and I said, something's on his mind. You better hear me. Too often we see the signs, but we close our eyes. And yes, I felt me. And I said, you good? You know I got to talk. They like, you good? I'm good, yeah, that's what's up, that's what's up. Then they called back. The moral of the story, he said, listen, I know this is going to bless you. He said, listen, I got so mad last night, I almost hurt somebody real bad. But I thought about what you told me. And I want you to pray for me. You ain't hearing me. I want you to pray for me because I know I could have been in jail, but I thought about what you said. Listen, sometimes it just takes a hug. And listen, sometimes these young people don't have good relationships with parents. We have to be pseudo-parents, okay? We have to do what we have to do to help them along the way. And I thank God every time I think about it, it could have been us going to see him in jail. You understand what I'm saying? And that's why I love what you do, because it's real. It's real. And what happens, like you say, when they get out? I'm waiting on a couple to get out right now. You better hear me. Mm. Praying daily that the Lord delivers, because they're going to have powerful lives if we keep them engaged with the Word of God and engaged with principles that could change their lives.
That's right.
Before we close out, I would love for you to encourage the listening audience as the Lord would lead you to help them with a nugget, to help them to not close their eyes, but to be able to hear or see something and be able to pray about it or whatever God would allow you to give them, because it's real. We all have had either a family member, a friend, a neighbor, somebody been in jail or prison. Can you encourage the listening audience on today?
Yes, so I do want to pray for anybody on probation or parole, so I will do that before I, you know, before we get off the call. But I do want to encourage people, and everybody's in a different place. You know, we hear that saying, if you see something, say something. You know, if you see something, say something. And folks don't want to get involved, and, hey, I can definitely understand that. But at some point, whether we got to send a letter to the pigeon and get it to fly to the police station, whatever we need to do, because every chance we don't do anything, somebody else somewhere is gonna get hurt because of it. So so I just ask that people get involved, and even if that means what you do with those people in your neighborhood is really just establishing those relationships. They don't have to come in and eat at your table, right? But establishing those relationships so that if people at least feel comfortable asking you, hey, where do you go to church at? Or, you know, something, right? Because we are sowing seeds. It doesn't have to be the person, you know, baptized on day two or anything, but we do want to sow those seeds towards salvation in their lives. So please get involved. Get them to our website. We've got a lot of stuff coming out. I am currently writing a program specifically for violent offenders. Period. People who are killing folks out in these streets and then going home and eating greens and cornbread at their granny table. We coming after you, okay? In the name of. So please know that, because here's the deal. We got to get the families involved, because you cannot tell me these grannies and aunties and uncles in this sitting in these churches praying for their nephews and their sons. They know something is not right with their kids or their nephews. What is he up to? They got to get involved with this thing. Amen? And so we're going to pull the families in, because they got a responsibility too. You know, your nephew's sitting at the table with some blood on his T-shirt. Ain't nobody said nothing but pass the biscuits. You understand? So we're going to have families involved, too. So please, everybody, just go to our website. Call me, email me Monday through Friday. We'll be able to chat. I do want to take a minute to pray for those offenders. Lord, holy infant, thank you and for your love and your sacrifice that you made on our behalf. Lord, we lift up those on probation and parole, those that are struggling with drugs and alcohol, those that have been used and abused, oh God. Bless them. I loose perfect labors across their path to minister to them, Father, in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the top of their head down to the soles of their feet. I call them healed, delivered, set free, and made whole in Jesus' name. No matter what's going on, don't quit, don't walk away, and don't give up. Just like the song was at the top of the hour, don't forget about Jesus.
And we thank you so much for that prayer. I was trying to tell you, please give your website information that the listeners can go to your website in case they hadn't read through the information.
Okay. Absolutely. We're www.blessedbehindbars.org. blessedbehindbars.org. You can also email us at info@blessedbehindbars.org. And then our local number is 314-445-1007. Of course, we're on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page, Instagram, and Twitter as well.
Amen. And I want to say to you, you said something when we first began, and that is we don't have office space. Listen, God said as you go, he will provide. Know that your office is coming because the work that you have is vital. So somebody that knows somebody that can help my sister, if you're listening in on today, please take the time and the opportunity to get with, call her. And if you have resources that will be of a need that she can utilize to further this work, please let her know, because this work is vital not only to her organization but to our community at large. I also want to commend you again on the work that you're doing. Know this, when I say that I'm praying for you, I will be praying for you and in touch with you. There is a great work, and I want you to be encouraged and lifted up, and we're just going to agree, decree, and declare all your needs for your ministry is met today in Jesus' name. We're standing with you, believing that God is going to do something extremely wonderful, supernatural, because of your obedience and your yes. See, some people say yes for what they can get. Then there are those that serve no matter what, whether the cameras are rolling, whether the pictures are taking, they're serving no matter what, just like Jesus. I honor you, my sister. Thank God for you and your ministry. I also want to let you know, listening audience, don't forget what my sister said. If you know that a family member is in need of anger management and you know that they are doing something they have no business doing, perhaps you're not strong enough to tell them, but you can reach out to her, and she can direct you on the best way to handle the situation. Please get in touch with blessedbehindbars.org. Okay? You need the tools, or I need the tools. Everybody should be concerned about what we have going on around us. I thank you again for listening in, and we are knowing this is at the end of the podcast, but I want to say, if this is your birthday month, December is here, and we are super excited about the month of December. It is the last month of the year, and I believe God does wonderful things in the month of December, just like he did from January to November. So if this is your birthday month, we celebrate you. If you've had a beautiful baby or an occasion of celebratory worthiness, we celebrate you. Listen, I'm super excited because this is my birthday month. Listen, born 3 days after Christmas. Somebody said she could have been born on Christmas. I was born just right. Listen, and we celebrate 25 years of marriage. I'm super excited about the month of December, and I'm excited for each and every one of us that have celebrated our birthdays throughout the year, and this month is included. Sometimes there are times when we have to face hardships and heartaches and brokenness, such as the Lamb family. We are praying for the family of Marcus Lamb and Joni Lamb. We ask that you continue to lift them up as they prepare for the celebration of his life. For your family members that may have gone on, for Colette Taylor Moore, who lost her husband recently, we are praying for you. We're lifting you up. for those that have lost loved ones, the family that the wife took her life, we're praying for the family. We are praying and believing God for healing, for strength, and for peace and comfort. Would you join us as we do that and pray for your neighbors, pray for your family members, pray for your friends. Maybe there's a loved one that is going through affliction, whether they're at home. Maybe someone's homeless. Maybe there's someone that's going through something, a loss of a job. Just know here at Just For You, we are praying for you, and at Elation Radio and Magazine, we are lifting you up. There's also the fact that we can be in need. Don't be ashamed to have a need. God has resources everywhere. As they often say, a closed mouth never gets fed. I'm glad my sister shared she needs office space, because I believe somebody listening can help her. When we trust God, he has a way of showing himself mighty and strong. Hold on to that. Speaking of needs, if you have needs for food, maybe rental assistance or other needs, please reach out to United Way, United Way in St. Louis. It is 211 as a direct contact. They will refer you and help you. We also have Urban League St. Louis .org. That's ULSTL.org. And they have tons of resources that go beyond the local churches that you may be able to get the understanding and the help that you need during these hours. There's also JADASA, that's JADASA, who is having a Christmas toy drive. They will cut it off on today. So after you hear this, if you are interested, reach out to them at info@jadasa.org. Also, we want you to keep all of the churches listed up. This has been a very serious time, and so much has gone on. But we want you to know God is in the blessing building. He's in the blessing business, that we can be healed, set free. Pray for your leaders. Pray for those in a leadership. Pray for the president of these United States. Don't just take things for granted that everything is all right. We must pray for those things we do not see. And we're asking that you lift our president up. One more announcement: on December 3rd and December 4th is the Builders Conference. This is going to be with Apostles Diane and Enos Chambers, and we want you to make sure that you reach out also with Apostle Robert Flowers and Prophetess Marletta Flowers. Please reach out to them. You can reach out to Robert Flowers to get more information on Facebook. I want you to know, if you have a community announcement that you'd like for me to announce, please, by all means, send it to me, Michelle Wright. That's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, W-R-I-G-H-T, on LinkedIn or Facebook. You can also reach me on Instagram under His Blessed Girl 7 at Instagram, and by email, Leading Right, like you're leading someone, LEADINGWRIGHT at gmail.com. We will be excited to allow the Lord to even move the more, and that's for your prayer request as well. We thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Michelle Y. Wright. Pastor Michelle Wright, servant. And I'm asking that you continue to lift me and my family up. We're trusting God in this hour that he will continue to use us as he will. Will you pray with me? Thank you again to our producer and CEO, that's Kimmy Robinson. Kimmy Robinson, we thank you so much for your labor of love with all of us at Elation Radio and Magazine. So we're asking that you go forth tonight in joy and peace. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. Let your perfect will be done. Be glorified, lifted up, and honored. We ask that you bless our special guest, Ann Perry. We decree, declare, and agree that she shall have her office space and the things that she needs to carry on the work you've assigned her to. We thank you for Elation Radio and Magazine family. We thank you that we are serving according to your will and your precept. Bless our CEO and founder, Kimmy Robinson. Bless every pastor, apostle, evangelist, prophetess, teacher, and all that are in the fivefold ministry. Father, would you bless on today? Would you look down on the President of these United States, President Joe R. Biden, and also would you look on, would you please look on the First Lady as well? Would you also look on the Vice President, Kamala Harris? Would you touch, Lord, her husband and family as well? Father, we pray in the name of Jesus for Israel, your chosen people. We pray, oh God, for those that are heartbroken and that are broke down. In the name of Jesus, we are praying right now, God, that you move in and have your divine will and way. Show up and show out and let the enemy know that you are our God and that besides you there is no other. You will not allow him to give foot to the things that are concerning your people, but that you are our protector and our keeper. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and as we forgive others, oh God. We are praying right now, God. Yes, we are praying right now, God. Come on in and have your divine will and way. Show up and show out. And for those unspoken requests, take care of those things too, God. We need you like never before. We're trusting you, and we're believing that you will do everything that is necessary for your people to defend them, protect them, help them, and get them where you need them to be. And for those that are not saved, would you use our lives, oh God, that they will be able to do the things that they need to do, and that you will be glorified, lifted up, and helped, and we will give you all the honor, all the praise, all of the glory. You are worthy of it all. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Until next time, please join us again on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We love you and thank you. Have a very blessed and beautiful evening. Until next time, God bless you and thank you for listening in. Glory to your name.